This is the Student Hour, student radio for the city of Portland. Join us as we hear from students across the Portland area and beyond. The Student Hour is powered by AM 1450 KBPS broadcasting students at Benson High School. Full episodes of the Student Hour are available on our website, kbps.am. For over 100 years, KBPS is the voice of the Portland Public Schools. The Student Hour is brought to you by Portland Radio Project, KBOO Community Radio, and KBPS. This is the Student Hour.
This past Saturday, we came to Peninsula Park for a picnic with the Al Furqan Muslim Female Youth Community. I took this as a chance to interview people on why they wear the hijab. My name is Salihat.
And my name is Saya.
This podcast is learning more about each other. In this podcast, I'm going to interview the Muslim female youth about why they wear the hijab, why is it important, and how does it make you feel being a hijabi? Have you ever experienced hardship or ease with the hijab? What's your name? What's your grade? What's your school?
My name is Samaya. I am in 11th grade and I go to Roosevelt High School.
The question is, why do you wear the hijab?
So before I didn't really practice my religion and I didn't wear hijab and I didn't mostly cover up. I wore jeans, I wore my hair out. And after Ramadan, last Ramadan, I became closer to my religion, causing me to learn more about the hijab, and I became more comfortable being more modest and realizing that the reason why I should cover up is because of how many looks I would get and how much self-respect I would earn from covering myself.
How does it make you feel being a hijabi?
There's so many ways being a hijabi will make you feel. There's many times where you're very happy, you love how you look, you are obviously on deen, and it makes you feel very close to your religion. But then there's also times where people will try to downgrade that feeling and try to make you an outsider for wearing hijab.
Have you ever experienced difficulty wearing the hijab in public? Like, has something ever happened to you?
Yes, many times. So, for example, when I was younger, in school, when I did wear hijab, I wore hijab on and off as a kid. There's so many times where I would get my hijab pulled off for like the smallest things. And also in public, I see people obviously give me different reactions from when I didn't wear hijab. So when I didn't wear hijab, I would obviously get like good looks, you know, people would like catcall me, they would always try to talk to me. And then when I wear hijab, people would move out of my way. They wouldn't want to speak to me. They really wouldn't want to hear what kind of person I was or like what I had to say.
That's very cool and interesting. Thank you for being part of my interview.
Yeah,
okay. As I researched about the hijab, I found a story about a second grade student that is now suffering from emotional harm after a hijab removing incident by a teacher in front of classmates. This story is published April 25, 2022 by Mary Ann Kruth. I know this story is from 1 year ago, but I think it's important to address because there are students who do that too, and it's been happening around the world after 9/11. Hijabis are traumatized because, like most of us, weren't born after this event. I call for change for Muslim females that wear the hijab to be able to practice their religion without fear of getting their hijab pulled off. I call for change. I call for change for schools to educate students more about why hijabis wear the hijab. I call for change for people to hear this perspective of hijabis instead of the news. I call for change for hijabis to listen to when reporting something that happened to them at school instead of shrugging it away and doing nothing. I call for us to be heard, not ignored, no matter your skin color, your religion, everyone should have rights.
What is hijab?
For the people that don't know about the hijab, it's not just a piece of cloth in my head. It's what I wear for my faith, and it's my dedication to my faith.
What do you want to say to people as a hijabi?
As a hijabi, I would say do not be afraid to ask questions about the hijab. if you don't know or want to know more about it, because we understand and we're here to educate with respect and kindness.
Hey, this is Jay checking in for my final CTP project of all of high school and me being a radio major. It's actually been really, really mind-boggling to grasp the fact that I'm graduating high school. I really appreciate Mr. Jacob for allowing me to submit for my CTP project just current events, because what I've realized with myself is that when I'm the best, rawest, you know, when I'm really... Yeah, I feel myself getting emotional already. When I'm really applying myself is with things that really are on my heart at that moment in time, you know. Lately, I think it's really been becoming normal, becoming, you know, surreal, the fact that I'm now going to be transitioning into a new place in my life. And I think I never really understood or thought about what this moment would feel like, because, you know, I guess I never really imagined myself being here, you know. You deal with a lot of hills, a lot of problems, you know. 4 years I've been here at this school applying myself to get to this end of the road, and now that I'm here, it's like I still feel like there's more work to have be done. And I think a reason for that as well is based off COVID, you know, like COVID really robbed my class, the classes before us, just of years that we really shouldn't have not had, you know. Years being took out of, you know, actually learning, years being took out of just being in the building, just so many things that it's like, I feel like these 4 years actually went by faster than they should have. I'm really nervous for my next step, you know, like starting as a freshman, you know, walking in those Benson doors, you know, being able to feel like I made a big accomplishment, because Benson wasn't just a school that you could go to. It's not a neighborhood school. You know, you have to write an essay. You have to apply yourself to get here. This is an invitational school. You know, this is a school that picks you based off what you are possibly capable of bringing to the school, you know. With only allowing 300 students to be here, you know, every freshman class, and being able to have gotten to pick and come into this school, like it meant a lot, you know. Being able to imagine the majors I was gonna possibly be in, being able to imagine myself being somewhere that was destined for greatness, like it was all a game changer. I remember the day that I had even got the email that I got accepted into Benson. I can't even remember how much I was screaming in my middle school. I was going to Vernon Middle School. Me and my friend Hannah, she also goes to Benson as well. We're both going to be graduating from here together. You know, I just remember that whole day like it was yesterday. And I remember my first day here, like, at Benson, you know, meeting so many cool people, you know. Just the Techman spirit, it's so contagious, you know, to want to be better, to do better, just based off how much this school carries itself and what it brings, you know. I also think I never really realized how much of a privilege it was to even be here. And I think by the time I did, it was already at a point where, you know, we were in COVID. It was kind of like that realization of, like, you know, during COVID, we didn't really necessarily know when it was going to be over. You know, we just knew that at first it was, oh, y'all got 2 more weeks on the spring break. And then next thing you know, a month, 2 months, 3 months, a year, 2 years, you know. So I think in that moment, it's like I kind of took for granted what I had, because I didn't necessarily understand the depth of it. Like, being able to have 4 years of high school is just... That's one thing that me and my peers weren't able to have. So really taking into account, you know, how much we weren't able to receive that, I think it's really something that everybody should kind of take a second to understand, because, like, we were really robbed for, like, 2 years, you know? Like, I feel like freshman year in our sophomore year, you know, it's just those are the two impactful years that we've ever had. And those were also the 2 years that we were only going to be able to be in the actual Benson building. You know, so now for 2 years being here at Marshall and just really, really taking into account what could have been, what we could have had, you know, I also think that Benson really did lose his school spirit, you know. I mean, COVID really wiped a lot of things out, you know. It really watered down a lot of things. It really had to, the whole world had to get back on track after that. So I think also just coming off of COVID, just trying to readjust to how people are learning now, you know, the levels to which people are at now, I think it was really just a drastic thing. Yeah, again, I be getting all choked up when I really talk about this because I think I've never really talked about it out loud. I've never really heard myself, you know, discuss this type of topic, but it's real, like, just genuinely not realizing, you know, how many experiences that we could have had and that we didn't have. I think the biggest thing that I've took out of high school is to always prepare for the worst and hope for the best. I think high school is the most influential years, and I now fully understand that now that I'm graduating and now that I'm older. The time really does fly, you know. It really does sound corny. It sounds cheesy. You know, I tell my little brother, he's a freshman, he's going to Roosevelt High School. And I tell him all the time, I say, like, cherish all four of these years because, one, people like me, you know, the junior class, the class that was before us, 2022, 2021, and 2020, they were robbed of some of their things, you know. So it's like for him to be able to take in every experience that he goes through, you know, try to gain as much growth as he can, you know. It's all what makes us, you know, as grown adults. Like, just really wrapping my head around the fact that I've started so much of my first at this school, you know, like some of my first experiences, you know, some of my realizations. Like, you never really realize how much high school is into your everyday life until you really at the point that I'm at and able to take a step back and think, like, wow, like, you've grown up here. These teachers have watched you grown up, you know, the admin, you know, you've watched yourself grow up, your friends have watched you grow up. Like, this is the biggest learning curve, you know, that you'll go through until you decide to take on whatever next chapter you take, whether that be college, whether that be a trade, you know, straight into working or what. But, you know, it's an experience that you'll never be able to get back, you know. It's just, I kind of feel like I'm kind of, I don't know. I think at the same time that I'm gathering my head around everything that's happening, you know, with graduation being, you know, 2 weeks away, from my last day of school being 4 days away, you know, I think I'm really just kind of, like I said, choked up. I really want to make sure that my final project is as real as it can get, though. Like, I want my last submission of this radio class to be truthfully and honest, you know. I want to be genuine. I want to be vulnerable, you know. I really want to express how much that this whole year has been a very emotional year for me, you know, at the same time of just doubt, you know. Last year was a really rough year for me, between getting into a car accident, stepmom having COVID, you know, losing my biological mom, the gaining of a sibling. Like, there was just so many things that were happening that things like that is what's meant to break you down, you know, whether that be from, you know, the universe, God, whoever you believe in, circumstances or what, you know, things like that really, really put you in a position where you start to rethink everything, you know. Nothing's ever going to be easy, you know. You always going to have to work hard for everything that you ever want to do. But last year, like, that was my lowest point that I've ever been at. The lowest point, you know. So, just even fathoming back then the fact that I didn't even know if I'd be here at this moment, you know. I think I'm also a little emotional too, because I just got my little lanyard that says KBPS on it to wear over my gown when I graduate, you know. Just that feeling that I'm going to feel when I walk the stage, I just know I'm about to be so overwhelmed with emotions. Like I said, this whole time I've been, you know, talking, I've just been trying to, you know, make sure I don't get no frog voice or make sure I don't get all teary-eyed. But it's real. Like, this is, I think, the most genuine I've ever showed myself before, you know? Even doubt from family, doubt from friends, you know? Even trying to find yourself and, you know, finding yourself in positions where now you got to look to find yourself, you know, to get back up. It's hard. It's rough. You know, graduation is always what everybody dreams of. That's the whole point, you know, walking that stage. Your peers see you, your teachers see you. All that blood, sweat, and tears goes into you walking that stage. And just to know that that's going to be my moment in a week, it's like, I still can't believe it. I really am super appreciative for all my teachers for just fully building those relationships with me, understanding, you know, the situations I've went through, understanding how much their support and the leniency and understanding how much it means to us. You know, teachers really do make the world go round. Teachers are what make the next generation, what make the next, you know, phase of doctors, lawyers, you know, all of that. It's like, I really would not be the person who I am today if it wasn't for every teacher I've had in this building, you know? I think, I was thinking about this too, like, when I had submitted my theme for this final project, I submitted current events. And, you know, last year, I think I talked about, I don't even remember what I talked about last year, but this year, when it snapped of what I should talk about, I knew this is exactly what I needed to talk about. Like, the current event is just growth, growing up, graduation, the trajectory of high school, you know. Also, the expectation of high school, the expectation about what you're supposed to get out of high school, I think, I don't know, I feel like there needs to be some type of conversation about this, you know, just, I don't think nobody's ever fully prepared for the amount of growth, the amount of realizations, you know, the amount of depth that high school really brings to kids, you know? You know, being in here, like, how old are you when you come in? Like, if I'm 18 right now, so coming in here at 14, like, you know, you're the oldest you've ever been before. So you think you know everything, you know. Of course, you know that you still have a bunch of room for improvement. You still have a lot of things that you need to grow. But just being the oldest that you've ever been, it's like, you know, you don't really think about or grasp the fact that, you know, the point that you're going to get to or the changes that you're going to make. It's kind of like, you know, you take your first little freshman picture and then, you know, every year you take another one and you look back and you see the changes that you made physically, you know. But to have the time to think about the changes you've made mentally, emotionally, like, all those changes play a big part as well. If I could write, like, a letter to my freshman self, I would tell myself to listen to learn and learn to listen. I think that's been the biggest quote that's really been ringing in my ear because, you know, there's a lot of things that you're told when you're young, you know, and you listening, like, but you're not really hearing it, you know? Like, there's so many gems and so many life quotes and stories that I've been told in this very building that I'll never forget, you know? And in that moment, I was listening to what was being said to me, but I wasn't really hearing it, you know? And to really think back, greatest thing you can ever do in high school is to listen to learn and learn to listen, because that right there is the two most valuable things that you could take with you wherever you go, whether that be to school, home, you know, jobs, or anything like that. That is your two tools that no one can ever take from you. You know, like, my sister always used to tell me that the one thing nobody can ever take away from you is your mind, you know. As long as you're applying yourself, adapting yourself, taking the time out to listen, taking the time out to figure it out. There's so many tools that this school has applied for me to be able to take on to the next step in my life. You know, I was having a really hard time realizing how I was going to be able to adjust from going to high school to college based off the fact that I lacked, you know, with COVID hitting. It really took me out of my focus, you know, being online for half of my freshman year, all of my sophomore year, my junior year, not being able to fully be as involved as I wish I could based off the fact that I had family stuff going on. You know, this year has been my only year that I've really been able to be at school for a full length of time, you know. So being able to, you know, have the realization that I'm going to be going to a next step, going to college, going to, you know, have a further education. It's just, I think about all the tools that I've been applied here, you know. It's just like our tech rules, our SMART goals, you know, the support, the organization that's been taught. There's just so many things that without going to Benson, I wouldn't have been equipped with. Benson really gives you a culmination of the, you know, the intellectual journey that you go through, you know? Like, you're climbing an academic slope for 4 years. And if you decide to move on to college, you know, it goes from four to however many. This school really is it's a warm hug. It's a welcoming family. Like, there's not really too many bad things I could say about Benson Polytechnic High School, you know? Truthfully and honestly, I think I never really gave this school its flowers for what it's created. You know, even when you think about it, like, what's an alumni? You know, like, alumni is people who have came from good things. Even being in radio, our teacher being an alumni, you know, him being able to bring some people he went to school as alumni to show how much Benson prepped them for what they're doing now. Because it all starts somewhere, you know. Mr. Jacob can't talk about the men he is without mentioning this high school. I'm not going to be able to talk about the woman who I'm going to be without mentioning this high school. It is a crucial point in life that this school creates good things. Even the fact that this school has, I think, the highest rate of teachers coming back here to work here. Teachers who went to this school, who walked in the same buildings, took the same classes, took the same majors, chose some of these majors to want to come back and give back to the community. By rather that be teaching the major, you know, teaching a subject, or simply just being here to be on the admin. This school draws people. It draws people to come back. It draws people to come here. It draws and it makes success. I don't think I could have asked to go anywhere better. I can't envision myself being anywhere better. This school fit me for everything that I wanted to do. It's taught me everything I needed to know. It's prepped me for life. This school has put me in position to feel confident to go to college, to feel confident of being in different environments, to feel comfortable with who I am and, you know, my experiences. And, man, like, these are things I'm going to cherish forever. I'll never forget Benson Polytechnic High School, ever. I think it really makes a difference when you have the support that, like, somebody like me has. And I can't stress it enough. You know, realizing that I'm only going to have a couple more days here, it's like the appreciation I want and have to show to my teachers and these counselors and the principals who have all helped me through this journey. It's honestly, there's no amount I could show to them because my appreciation goes so deep. I wouldn't be who I am today without them. There's teachers who have changed my life tremendously, and I don't even think some of them know it. You know, there's little things that teachers do that really make an impact on you. Even I be thinking about, like, man, like, we used to have our own Benson Polytechnic page. Like, we had our own website that a student from Benson created. You know, there's multiple things plastered in the school that students have made. Like, this school brings such a community that I can't even put into words. Like, I'm just super grateful to have had the opportunity to come to this school to graduate and be a techman. I mean, well, I know we changed our mascot and stuff, so now, you know, I don't think I'm graduating as an Astro, but, you know, to be a techman, to be an Astro, to have gone to Benson Polytechnic High School, period, was the greatest blessing I could have ever been blessed with. You know, and it was definitely a blessing in disguise. I never really thought about Benson, you know. I even forgot how Benson even came in about, but I remember telling my parents that I didn't want to go to Jefferson because I knew I would be distracted. I didn't want to go to Roosevelt because I knew I would be distracted. I said, I need to go somewhere where I can apply myself, a school that's going to hold me accountable, a clean slate, a fresh start, you know, a difference. And Benson was that difference for me. You know, Benson brought something to me that I knew no other school would. Even something as simple as seeing that the principal is black, you know, knowing that the high chance of me having some type of community, the diversity, the education that we offer, you know, all of that stuff. It just, that's what creates, you know, that's what got me. Now that everything is coming to an end, like I've been saying this whole time, I'm really, really nervous for, honestly, my transition into college. Super excited, super stoked of what Benson has brought to me and prepared me with, but very nervous for this next journey. I guess I never realized how comfortable I became coming to this school, having the resources that I have, knowing the teachers that I have, having those relationships with them. I never really fully thought about what would happen or what I would feel if one of these days, you know, I was getting prepared to go to a whole new school with whole new professors, not the most likelihood of me having relationships with them. You know, stuff like that really does get me nervous. It definitely has me, I'm willing to change, I'm willing to adapt to the change, but it has me a little scared, truthfully. I feel like, you know, I've always been prepared, I've always prepared myself, I've always got ready for what's to come about or what's to be, but I guess I never really thought about how I would feel, you know, with the transition to college. I don't think I fully realized that, you know, this has literally been my safe space. Like, this is, I keep talking about it, like, high school has literally been the only thing I've known. You know, it's my comfort space, you know. It's that, you know, a freshman year, you know, I knew I was finishing freshman year, but, you know, next year I'm going to be at the same building with the same people. I get to see my same friends, you know. And then, you know, junior year, comfortability, you know, still going to Benson. I'm still going, you know, I didn't really grasp the fact that, you know, this was going to have an ending to it. You know, I knew I was only going to be here for 4 years for sure. But I just never really fully thought, like, dang, like, what would happen when I hit the ending of this journey. And that's something that's really been, it's really been something for me to have to digest, you know. Again, I always make sure to secure myself. You know, that's one thing you really have to do with, I think nobody really talks about, you know, the transition of high school to college. For most, it's really easy. It really is. But especially making sure to secure yourself with being secure in what you want to do after high school. You know, making sure to have that plan. Because I have a lot of examples, and I know a lot of people who have fell off after high school. You know, high school, like people always say, college and high school are not the same. college, you are an adult, you are on your own. There's no teachers emailing you. There's no, you know, parents on you. There's no people calling saying you're not attending. You know, college is a full, it is high school with all of the responsibility on you, you know. And I would be lying if I said sometimes I wasn't scared because, you know, your teacher's emailing you and, you know, the expressing of your family, letting you know that they're worried about you and they want to make sure that you're getting your stuff together and, you know, keeping yourself in line. That stuff really does keep you in check. You know, sometimes when it's just you and, you know, you have to remind yourself to do a whole bunch of things, it gets overwhelming. You know, even just having to remind yourself to prioritize, you know, prioritize classes over fun or, you know, school over friends and, you know, just learning to find that good balance. And that's why I say I'm proud that I went here to be able to be equipped with the skills. But like I said, I would be lying if I said I'm not worried that when I get to college and experience, you know, that different, you know, I'm going to Morgan State University in Baltimore, Maryland, you know, a historically black college university, being able to be around a lot more people that look like me, you know, again, get a higher education, be on the East Coast, a different side of the world, basically, you know, and get to experience so many things out there. I got to remember to stay grounded with my academics because that's what I'm there for. But again, I do know, you know, myself as well, you know, I'm going to get a little excited and stuff. So I know I'm going to definitely have to make sure to keep myself balanced. I really do appreciate Mr. Jacob, and I want to make sure I give him his flowers on this final project because, you know, I wouldn't even be talking about any of this if it wasn't for Mr. Jacob giving us this assignment. Mr. Jacob, he's only been here for 2 years. You know, being a teacher, he's done a really good job of applying himself and bringing things back that he did when he went to school here. You know, being able to set us up with different opportunities that we don't even, I think, fully understand the opportunities that we have. You know, being able to have PRPs to be on a whole nother radio station, you know, that's just allowing us based off Jacob's own connection of going to Benson and loving the program and being here, you know. I really appreciate Mr. Jacob for his trial and error when it comes to all of our classes. You know, I appreciate his passion towards radio. I appreciate his kindness towards us, you know. I really do appreciate him for allowing us to all have this opportunity to be on a radio station, to be hands-on, you know, with this major, to bring back things that he did when he was here. Getting a little emotional again, but I really do. We need more teachers like Jacob. Teachers like Jacob are what make students like me forever appreciate and forever value, you know, what he's brought here. You know, I hope that in the future, I'll be able to contribute something or bring back something to contribute back to my community or my school, just like he's done for us. You know, I want to say I really do appreciate this radio class for teaching me about communication, about connection, about drive, about organization. This radio class has taught me life skills that I will forever be able to take into my life. People think of radio and they think it's just simply, you know, recording, being on air, you know, listening to music and all that, but it's deeper than that. It really teaches you things that you'll forever be able to take on with you. I'm just really appreciative. I want to say thank you to Benson Polytechnic High School for teaching me all the things you've taught me. And again, this is Jalen Johnson, senior, class of 2023, going to Morgan State University in Baltimore, Maryland. And once again, I really appreciate every opportunity I've got from this school. And I love and appreciate everybody who's helped me along this way. And here's Jay signing out.
If you'd like to support the Student Hour, please consider donating to our program at kbps.am and donating to our sponsors, Portland Radio Project. Your support of PRP helps programs like the Student Hour stay on the air. For more information, go to prp.fm and click on the big red heart.
My name is Fran Dadula, and for my radio final, I wanted to compile a bunch of interviews that I had a lot of fun doing. So, enjoy. Hello, my name is Fran Dadula, and for my radio broadcasting for CTP final project, I will be interviewing Isabel from Animal Crossing. Isabel, why don't you say hi? So, Isabel, what exactly is your job? So, you're the mayor's secretary. What's that like? Really? That sounds highly illegal. Tell me more. So he's been embezzling funds for years now? Where are the funds going? He's secretly building a second island called Epstein Island 2? Okay, so moving on to my next question. What's your favorite thing to do on this island? So you like rock climbing, skiing, what else do you do? So you flew around the world, you flew to New York, what else happened? Your plane was almost the one that crashed into the White House? Well, I'm glad all of your passengers got the hijackers in check and crashed them, because that's crazy.
Okay, I'm going to stop you right there. Thank you for taking the time to sit down with me for this interview, even though you're kind of a horrible person and your opinions suck. But I greatly appreciate you for being here. Say goodbye. Okay.
Hi, this is Cecilia and
Fran,
and we're here talking today about prom season. It's coming up.
Yes, it is. We went and got our prom dresses on Sunday through an organization called Abby's Closet. They had a free prom dress giveaway at the convention center, and it was pretty cool.
Mm-hmm. It was from... I think they also had it on that Saturday, too.
Yeah.
But basically, there was this huge selection of dresses from, like, a bunch of sizes and a bunch of different styles.
Yeah, Abby's Closet is an organization that takes donations of prom dresses and then gives them away for free.
Mm-hmm.
And when we got our dresses, we also got to pick a free accessory. What did you get?
I got a pair of shoes.
Oh, I got a pair of earrings. Well, what dress did you pick out?
Okay, so I picked out this blue strapless princess dress. It has these decals on the waist that kind of have like a little bit of a window, but it's really cute. And then I got some black and white shoes to kind of go with it.
Nice. I got like a gold sheer dress with like a beaded neckline. It looks kind of ugly on the hanger, but it looked all right on me.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah, I saw it on you. I think it looks good on you.
Thank you. Okay, well, if you're going to prom next year, or you know someone who will be going to prom next year, be sure to check out Abby's Closet.
Mm-hmm. It's like a nice alternative, affordable option. And the dresses are actually really pretty. Like, they're really nice.
Yeah, they will sew on, like, straps or, like, make minor alterations or fix things for free as well.
Mm-hmm.
Next year, though, you missed your chance.
Yeah. Oh, since it's like almost prom time, how do you kind of feel about prom?
Oh, I'm kind of nervous, kind of sad, kind of excited, because it's like our last prom.
Yeah. It's like the last sort of mandatory in school party.
Yeah. Well, were you at last year's prom?
No.
There was a chicken, like, running. The venue was next to, like, a house that had a chicken. And they warned us that, like, a chicken might appear. And then the chicken did appear, and it was running around.
Man, I missed the chicken prom.
Yeah, you missed the chicken prom.
Dang.
Mr. Wilson had to, like, pick it up. He was, like, herding it around. It was really funny.
Was the chicken returned?
Yeah.
Oh, wait, I think I remember seeing a picture of, like, Parker holding the chicken. Yeah. Like, I think people were saying, like, he was going to eat it.
I would have.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised.
Well, how are you feeling about prom?
Well, I am, like, a little sad, because then it's kind of making me think about, because prom just always felt so far away. And I was like, oh, that's, like, when prom comes around, that's going to be, like, graduation is, like, right after that. And I guess I'm, like, not fully prepared to graduate, but I am at the same time, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
But I'm also really excited because I'm going to do the worm.
Are you going to Funky Town?
Yeah, I'm going to Funky Town. Okay, having a choreography for Funky Town isn't that weird, Fran.
But it's really funny.
But it's not weird.
No, I guess it's not weird, but yeah, it's really funny.
It is.
And it's really, like, well thought out. You have it memorized. You have it fully memorized.
Wouldn't anybody have Funky Town choreography memorized?
I don't have Funky Town choreography fully memorized.
Well, the way that it goes, I feel like, you know, it's like, no, no, no. And then you just, you know, it's repetitive.
Yeah, I guess. But when you busted out the, like, steps, like, in tune with the drums, I was, like, in shock.
Okay, well, they're just gonna have to play Funky Town at prom so that everybody will be able to see. I'll, like, since my dress is pretty long, I'll have to, like, lift it up a bit so that everybody can see the steps.
You should run for prom queen, and then you can Funky Town as your, like, coronation dance.
Is there, like, a prom queen and king?
They had prom court last year, so probably.
That would be sick, honestly. I think that I should do that so that I can do that strictly just for the Funky Town.
KBPS Portland, listen to Teen Sound on AM 1450 and streaming online at kbps.am. I'm Fran here in the studio with my friend Jet. Say hi, Jet.
Hi, Jet.
Genius. Hilarious. Okay, we're going to be doing a new segment today called Throating Thursday. Now, my friend Jet here can throat sing pretty well.
Pretty well, I don't know. I wouldn't call it throat singing, but it's akin to that.
He's lying. He's being modest. He's really good. Okay, well, first, start off with some questions. Jet, what inspired you to start throat singing?
Well, I have ADHD, and I like making random noises, and probably while I was watching Samurai Jack, maybe in middle school, even earlier than that, maybe. There was a character with a didgeridoo, and I tried to imitate it, and so it just became this thing, and I guess it grew, and then I remember that I could do it in high school, and I started doing it because I thought it was funny. I also like the band The Who, spelled H-U, so not to be confused.
Yeah, they were here in Portland.
Really?
Yeah, the day Addie and I tried to learn how to throat sing, we found The Who's, like, YouTube channel, and then we watched the video. And then we saw that they were, like, in Portland that day. I was like, no way.
Yeah, well, but I'm nowhere close to that, and that's, like, what real throat singing is.
Yeah. Okay, what are some techniques that you use to hone your throating?
I mean, I always try to explain how to do it, but I think it's more me just making up something to try to conceptualize what I'm doing. I like, it's like humming, but more intense.
Yeah.
You're letting it, like, vibrate more, but uh-huh. That could be completely wrong, and I could just be speaking out of my rear end.
Well, you also seem to have the resonance down, like, in the... within...
some of the time... Well, actually, like, there goes through times where it's like I do much better, like, harmonization in my, like, vocal cords, but then there's times where it's just, like, it just sounds gravelly. Like, when I lose my voice, I can't do it. Sometimes I just, like, can't remember how to get it correctly.
Yeah.
Starting off to try to make it sound like a didgeridoo kind of helps because it gets the tones right.
Yeah, the overtones and stuff.
Yeah, I guess so.
The overtones are what I struggle with. Like, I can't get the resonant,
right.
How long did it take you to learn?
Well, I never really intentionally learned it. I could just kind of, like, eventually found out I could do it. But if I was just making noises at home, it probably didn't take me that long. It was just the matter of, like, being a weird kid who did random stuff all the time because I couldn't keep a single train of thought.
Okay, how long do you think you could throat sing for? Like, do you have to build up stamina?
My respiratory volume is not so great, so I can try to, like, force myself to do it for a while, but I can try to do it as long as I can, but it eventually strains and kind of just stops.
Yeah, you have to, like, push with your diaphragm.
Yeah.
Do you think maybe if you, like, started running, like, 5 miles a day?
Oh, yeah. That would help, you know, expand the capacity that I could withhold air.
I mean, aren't you taking strength and conditioning?
Yeah. I mean,
that's just
running.
Throat singing endurance.
Yeah, I'm really bad at the conditioning part of strength and conditioning, and we kind of lost all of the strength part of conditioning.
Oh, yeah, because the weight room.
Yeah. Such a shame.
No muscles, only throat singing.
Yeah, I guess I got to devote myself to that now.
Okay, does it hurt your voice at all?
Yeah, my mom even told me one time to stop doing it because she's like, you're going to ruin your vocal cords permanently. And
not if you do it properly.
Yeah, but I'm not a trained professional, like I said. So I'm pretty sure it's already done something to my voice, but yeah.
That's fine. Okay, now, do you think you could give us a little demonstration?
We'll see. It's weird. It's hard. I usually just kind of, like, just go into it, but mm-hmm. it takes a little bit of, like, finicking around with it before it's really good, so...
That was really good. Okay, thank you, Jet, for being with me today.
Yeah.
I'm Fran. That's Jet. Live on AM 1450 KBPS. Happy Willow Wednesday. We're interrupting our W broadcast for a little interview with our talent show winner, Kieran Nantavarnit and Cecilia Stewart. Hello.
Hello, Cecilia.
Hello. Hello, Kieran.
Hello,
Vinny. So, how was talent show? Tell us all about it.
I actually was pretty surprised. Like, there were actually some pretty decently talented, like, there were some talented people out there. Like, Milo, he was such a great singer, and there were some pretty decent people, and I think it was just a fun little event to have. I mean, it was the first one in a while, so I wasn't expecting so much, but I was pretty satisfied with how it went.
Mm-hmm. I would have to agree. I was definitely pleasantly surprised as well. It was, I remember sitting actually next to Kieran before dancing. He danced before me, and it was pretty cool. I liked watching you dance.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. And can you tell us more about your acts? What did you do?
Well, as my last year as a senior, my dance company always has the senior do like a senior specialty, and mine was a solo. And I decided to use my solo for the talent show. And I did this with one of my choreographers, and this isn't the first time I've really done my solo. I've also done it at one of our recitals and our upcoming recital. And it just means a lot to me for dancing. So I felt like this solo was just kind of like a piece of resistance, kind of like a goodbye to my youthful days, I guess.
And Clyde, what was your act?
I also danced, but it was more so just I really liked dancing, and I thought that it would be cool to have the opportunity to do it in front of people. I mean, you never really get that many opportunities to actually have an audience to perform to, and I wanted to have an experience like that, and I'm happy that I did.
Who do you think had the better act?
Kieran. It was Kieran, definitely.
I think yours was really cool, though. Like, yeah, you were moving, and it was really upbeat and made me smile.
I'm not denying that I'm not saying that my act was bad, but yours was better.
I mean, I had, like, zero practice, and...
zero practice.
Aren't you a professional dancer?
Not professional, pre-professional, okay?
Your mom owns the studio you dance at.
My mom actually owns the gymnastics part. She doesn't own the dance part. So there's a difference, actually.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. You have more experience than me.
Are you going to debate that?
No, you're right. I guess I do have a bit of experience.
Okay, mm-hmm. What was the rehearsal process like for talent show?
It was like there were tryouts, sort of, that were like spread weeks apart, and it was a little strange. I remember going to one and just sort of, I went with Gio, and I just sort of danced on the stage, and then Gio, you know, played the piano and sang a song. But it was like a little, just like a little strange. I don't know.
How do you think the, like, it was, like did Jacob do a good job leading talent show?
I feel like he did a pretty good job. There's definitely, like you said, also that there are some things that, like, it's like a learning experience. There are definitely some things that could be different, and with all things considered, it went pretty good. I think that it was as organized as it could be with the time and sort of, like, because it was after school, and I feel like talent shows in the past were, like, during school.
Yeah.
He was very enthusiastic, and I guess it was really cool to, you know, have a little, you know, he was cheering us on and everything, and I mean, it was really laid back, so it wasn't super duper stressful or anything.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, sorry. Were you going to say something?
Yeah, I was going to say, so both of you are seniors now, so you're not going to be here next year, but if you were going to be here next year, say you were juniors or something, do you think you'd participate in the talent show again?
I'd say so. I mean, it's just a fun thing to do. There wasn't, like, too many people there, so it wasn't, like, super, like, nerve-wracking. It was still kind of, like, I was a bit nervous, but I think it's a fun little experience, and I'm sure next year will be more,
put together?
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like if I was a junior, I would do it again, but I think that I'd want to do it with another person, like, make a dance with somebody. I think that'd be cool.
Okay, great. Well, our time is almost up. Do you guys have any closing remarks?
It was fun.
Yeah, I think it was cool. Seeing other people was cool. And, I mean, Marshall campus, the stage is a little fixer-upper, but it was fun.
First off, can you state your name and your job?
Sure. I'm Jane DeSimone. I'm a talent acquisition business partner at Portland General Electric.
Okay, great. And what responsibilities does your job entail?
I find and engage future employees so that we can come to work at PGE. We try to get the most talented people to fill the jobs that we have at Portland General Electric.
Okay, and... is there any specific education required for your job?
Most of the folks that have my job have a bachelor's degree, although you can also do this job with less education than that. Lots of folks do. A lot of what's required for this job is the ability to talk with people. You have to have some analytical skills. That's generally what's required.
Okay. What's your least favorite thing and your most favorite thing about your work?
My most favorite thing is I really enjoy. I get a charge out of helping people to begin or grow their careers, and building strong teams of folks at PGE to do the work and do and execute against our mission of sustainability and decarbonization. So that's very exciting. Least favorite thing is very personal. I do not like long meetings. That's all. Yeah, I just am not a fan of long meetings because usually you can accomplish as much in a short meeting.
Okay, and what are your hours typically? Is it like a 9-to-5 or do you have to put some extra time in?
In recruitment, we have to be able to talk to candidates sometimes at non-standard hours if they're already working. So sometimes we work after 5, and sometimes we work before 7, and sometimes we work on weekends. So, yes, we do work beyond the normal 9-to-5 day. But the core of our day is 9-to-5.
That's all the questions I can think of. Thank you.
Well, thank you. It was a pleasure.
It was nice meeting you.
Nice meeting you, too.
Hey, I'm Fran, here with the KBPS Sports Report. Last night, I caught Benson's men's varsity soccer game against Grant High School. The game ended with a devastating 8-0 mercy rule from Grant. I spoke to some people to hear their thoughts.
I'm here with Ethan, co-captain of the boys' varsity team. Ethan, how do you think you did?
I think we played pretty good. We just got tired, bro.
What do you think you could have done better?
Probably get better.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
I also spoke to Samuel, ex-soccer player and current cross-country star.
Okay, Samuel, can I get your opinions on the game?
Yeah, that was rough.
We would have won if Samuel didn't quit the team, bro. Come on now.
Yeah, come on, Samuel. Oh,
as you can see, no one seems particularly beat up over the loss. You can catch the next match on Tuesday, October 18th, here at the Marshall campus, where they will be playing Ida B. Wells.
The Student Hour, highlighting student voices from around Portland and beyond. The Student Hour is powered by AM 1450 KBPS broadcasting students at Benson High School. Full episodes of The Student Hour are available on our website, kbps.am. On air since 1923, KBPS is the voice of the Portland Public Schools. Thanks to our supporters, Portland Radio Project, KBOO Community Radio, and thanks to our listeners like you. This concludes our episode for today. For AM 1450 KBPS, I'm Joe Anderson. Thanks for joining us.